You know, when Rusty called me and let me know that you, Badger and Lake Norman, was coming down, I wondered, I was like, should I let them know what they're getting themselves into? Nah, let's just let them have fun with us. So I hope you guys had fun today. This is not normal for us. I just want to let you know that. But that's okay. It's good to see our kids being excited about the Lord, and they sure were. Even though up here they seemed a little excited, man, I'm telling you, you should have heard them during the week. There were sometimes some of us older people, and I guess I'm classifying myself in that, we'd have to plug our ears. It was so loud. But it's fun to see that enthusiasm. And selfishly, I'm going to say this. I love ministering with my entire family. It is such a privilege to do that, and it is such a privilege to serve this congregation. So it's good to be here. As we thought about creation, I think a lot of times when we think about creation, we kind of think about it only back in the beginning, that the creation part of the triune God is over and it's completed. But I want to remind us in a very short devotional that that's not the case, that the great triune creator God, who is revealed in the person and work of Jesus Christ, is not done creating, and he is still creating even today. And so as we take a survey of some brief scriptures, I'm going to ask you all to join me as we pray quick and as we open up this message with the time of prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have truly paid it all. I thank you also, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, that your work is not over and it will never be over. Lord, we thank you that you have created the universe and all that is in it. And you have done it for us to enjoy that creation. May we enjoy your creation today and this week. Lord, but we know that storms will come. Storms in life, storms in nature. And Lord, I pray that as we walk through these verses and these texts, Lord, that you would continue to cement in our hearts the faith of Jesus Christ as the Savior of our soul, and that you would empower us by your Holy Spirit to place our trust entirely and totally into the hands of the faithful Creator. Lord, be with us now. We turn our hearts to your holy word. Help us to set aside any distraction previous to this moment. Help us to focus you with all of our attention and all of our heart. May every word that proceed from my mouth be from you and not from me. I pray this in Christ's name. And all God's people said, amen. In Genesis 1:1-2, we heard Genesis 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. But it continues and it says, the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters, and then God spoke. And so the triune God is revealed in those first three verses. The Holy Spirit, God the Father, and Jesus as the Word, the living Word, as we are reminded in John 1:1. As I said earlier, that word bara means to create something that has not existed before. And that word, that Hebrew word, is used all throughout the Old Testament about God creating salvation through Christ Jesus. In those Old Testament prophecies of Jesus, it talks about creating strength for those who place their trust in him. It says in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and they will not faint. And that is all because of the Creator God sustaining you and giving you the strength that you need in the times of trouble or when the storms come. The triune God also created salvation through the work of Christ. In John chapter 1, which is the greatest introduction of the greatest man who ever walked the face of this earth, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and that's a capital W, and that means Christ. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him, in Christ, was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And if you look at the grammatical structure, you can say, and the darkness shall never overcome it. Amen? That is the power of God through Christ and the salvation that he has birthed. It goes and continues on in verse 14. The Word, Jesus, became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus is the living Word that brings to fruition the reality of salvation through God. He is the one who reveals to us the power of the triune God in and through creation. He was born in a manger. He set aside all privilege or former status he had as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he was born a servant, a slave, so that we could be saved. It says in Hebrews that Christ has identified with all of our pain and our suffering. Yet he was without sin so that he can give us strength in our time of need. We serve a miraculous and wonderful Savior who has gone through great lengths with extravagant love to save us through his sacrificial atoning death. John 3:16, there's this two-letter word in this verse that is so important, and it is the word so. Just think if you removed the word so out of John 3:16. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, and that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. That new creation is the creation of the triune God through the salvation of Christ, creating salvation and pouring out the presence of his Holy Spirit within our hearts and our lives to empower us to sustain that wonderful gift of grace and faith until the day that we meet him face to face. Romans 5 reminds us that we are justified through the life and death of Christ, and we have peace with God, which is a remarkable thing. But it also says in verse 2 that it is by that same power that we remain in that grace. God is creator, sustainer, savior. He is truly all in all. The creator God creates faith for those who are willing to hear the word of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, in the previous chapter, that cloud of witnesses that he's talking about is all of those wonderful stories of faith that we have all throughout the Old Testament, revealed again that salvation in Christ. And so since we are surrounded by the great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter, remember those two words, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for joy that was set before him endured the cross. He joyfully went to the cross to save us. He was despised and he was shamed, and now he is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Founder means one who initiates. He is the founder of our faith. He initiates faith through the Word of God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, through the Word. He is also the perfecter of our faith, sustaining us, working faith within us as trials come our way, as storms come our way. How will we respond? Will we respond in trusting the Creator God, the salvation that Christ has given us, or will we look for the strength of men? And remember what Isaiah said, if you look to the strength of men and you look to the self-sustaining strength of yourself, you're not going to get very far. It is only through the triune God, revealed in the person and work of Christ as he poured out the Holy Spirit, that we can be sustained unto salvation. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. We have the miraculous holy word of God that births salvation in our heart and sustains us and convicts us, because God loves us, to grow in him. God loves us just the way we are, but he loves us too much to leave us that way. He wants us to grow. He wants to mold you into the person he has called you to become as a believer in Christ Jesus. But I'd like to end by closing that God is a creator in the sense that he creates a place for those who are his. In John chapter 14, we hear about Jesus as part of the triune creator God who goes to prepare a place for us. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that there where I am, you may be also. And that's the whole purpose of the Bible, isn't it? To reveal God, to reveal his plan of salvation through the history of Israel, revealed in the life, death, and resurrection in the person of Christ. And as Christ pours out his Holy Spirit, he empowers God's people, the church, to bring forth that message of reconciliation as ambassadors for Jesus Christ, new creations in Christ Jesus, living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God. And so it is salvation with a call. Jesus extends this wonderful call, come all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. What a wonderful promise that is. But then he's also asking, take up your cross daily and follow me. Don't live according to these world standards. Don't allow the world to teach you theology. Live according to the light and life, the word of God that is Jesus. The salvation that he has provided and extends to all and any who will call on his name. I'm going to close with Revelation chapter 21, because the Creator God will create one more time. He will restore the heavens and the earth, and he will create, restore, and reconcile all creation to himself. For those who have called on the name of Christ for the salvation of their soul, this is your promise. I pray that none of us would ever take this promise for granted. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. Then I saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eye, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And he who is seated on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage. I will be their God, and they will be my child. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Because Jesus stands at the door and knocks. And if anyone would hear his voice and allow him to come in, he will dine with you forever in eternity in the place that he will prepare for you. Pray with me. Lord, I thank you. Words aren't enough. Thank you is too small. I worship you is not sufficient. But Lord, with the insufficiency of human words, we do praise you, and we lift our hearts up to you. Jesus, we thank you that you willingly surrendered all rights and privilege, and you became a man in order to save us. Lord, I pray that that salvation would be our treasure, It would be the pearl of great price, and that we would sell all to follow you, and that we would give you all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of our strength. Lord, we look to you. As we heard, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. As you extend salvation and strength to all who call on your name, may this song minister to each one of our hearts, and may the word of God bring to completion that which you started in our hearts. I pray this in Christ's name. Amen.